Chapter 4. Descendants of Judah. The sons of Judah: Perez, Hezron, and Carmi, and Hur, and Shobal. Reaiah, the son of Shobal, became the father of Jahath, and Jahath became the father of Ahumai and Lahad. These are the families of the Zorathites. These were the sons of the father of Etam: Jezreel, and Ishma, and Idbash, and the name of their sister was Hazalelponai, and Penuel, the father of Gedor, and Ezer, the father of Husha. These are the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, the father of Bethlehem. Asher, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Hela and Naarah. Naarah bore him Ahuzam, and Hepher, and Temani, and Haahashtari. These were the sons of Naarah. The sons of Hela were Zerith, Izhar, and Ethnan. Hakkaz became the father of Anub and Zobedah, and the families of Aharhel, the son of Haram. The prayer of Jabez. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother named him Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him with sorrow." Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed, and enlarge my border, and that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that it not be to my sorrow." God granted him that which he requested. Caleb, the brother of Shua, became the father of Mehir, who was the father of Eshton. More descendants of Judah. Eshton became the father of Bethrepha, and Paseah, and Tahina, the father of Ernahash. These are the men of Rekah, the sons of Kenaz, Othniel and Saraiah. The sons of Othniel: Hathath. Meonathai became the father of Ophrah, and Saraiah became the father of Joab, the father of Geharishim, for they were craftsmen. The sons of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh: Iru, Elah, and Nahum. And the sons of Elah, and Kenaz. The sons of Jehalalel: Ziph, and Zipha, Tiria, and Azarel. The sons of Ezra: Jether, and Mered, and Epher, and Jalon. And she bore Miriam, and Shammai, and Ishba, the father of Eshtemoah. His wife, the Jewess, bore Jered, the father of Gedor, and Heber, the father of Soko, and Jekuthiel, the father of Zenoah. These are the sons of Bithiah, the daughter of Pharaoh, whom Mered took. The sons of the wife of Hodiah, the sister of Nahum, were the father of Keilah, the Garmite, and Eshtemoah, the Maacathite. The sons of Shimon: Amnon, and Rinnah, Ben-Hanan, and Tilon. The sons of Ishi: Zoheth, and Ben-Zoheth. The sons of Shelah. The sons of Shelah, the son of Judah: Er, the father of Lekah, and Leada, the father of Marisha. And the families of the house of those who worked fine linen, of the house of Ashbia, and Jochim, and the men of Kozeba, and Joash, and Saraph, who had dominion in Moab, and Jashubaleam. The records are ancient. These were the potters, and the inhabitants of Netaim, and Gadira. There they lived with the king for his work. The descendants and cities of Simeon. The sons of Simeon: Nemuel and Jamin, Jerib, Zerah, Sheul, Shalem his son, Mibsam his son, Mishma his son. The sons of Mishma: Hamuel his son, Zachar his son, Shimei his son. Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brothers didn't have many children, neither did all their family multiply like the children of Judah. They lived at Beersheba and Molada and Hazar-Shual, and at Bilhah and at Ezem and at Tolad and at Bethuel and at Hormah and at Ziglag and at Beth-Markaboth and Hazar-Susam and Beth-Beri and at Shearim. These were their cities to the reign of David. Their villages were Etam and Ayin, Rimmon and Token, and Ashan, 5 cities, and all their villages that were around the same cities to Baal. These were their habitations, and they have their genealogy. Meshobab and Jamlech and Josha, the son of Amaziah, and Joel, and Jehu, the son of Joshabiah, the son of Saraiah, the son of Aziel, and Elioenai, and Jehoiada, and Jeshaiah, and Azaiah, and Adiel, and Jesimiel, and Benaiah, and Ziza, the son of Shiphi, the son of Alan, the son of Jedaiah, the son of Shimri, the son of Shemaiah. These mentioned by name were princes in their families, and their fathers' houses increased greatly. Their conquest of Gedor. They went to the entrance of Gedor, even to the east side of the valley, to seek pasture for their flocks. They found fat pasture and good, and the land was wide and quiet and peaceable, for those who lived there before were of Ham. These, written by name, came in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah, and struck their tents, and the Meunim, who were found there, and destroyed them utterly to this day, and lived in their place, because there was pasture there for their flocks. Some of them, even of the sons of Simeon, 500 men, went to Mount Seir, having for their captains Pelatiah, and Neariah, and Rephaiah, and Uziel, the sons of Ishi. They struck the remnant of the Amalekites who escaped, and have lived there to this day.